It is that time of the week, time for Corey Curtis from News 2 to join us here on the program, our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, good morning. How are we feeling about Justin Fields, his departure from the Chicago Bears?
Well, I mean, look, he's replaceable, but that doesn't mean you got to throw him out with the trash.
Six-round pick, Corey.
They gave him away. I don't understand it. I mean, wait for somebody to get hurt, and then suddenly he's worth more. I mean,
he could turn into a fourth.
Trying to do the guy a solid and just say, hey, you know, you're not going to start here. Go and, you know, Russell Wilson's terrible. You got a shot.
It could turn into a fourth for you. There is hope. Yet.
Yeah, and you know, and I kind of think it will. So we'll see.
Well, let me. So we talked about this earlier, but so a couple things. First of all, what do you think? I know that the Bears are very, very diligently trying to tell all media who will listen that there were other offers, right? That this was a
What were they? A 2028 seventh?
Well, right. I mean, that's the thing. It's like how good. Yeah, like if it was that good, they would have gone with that good deal. But let me ask you, because I've seen a lot of outrage, and I hear what you're saying. Also, if you're the Bears and you have a very popular guy in your locker room,
yeah,
and you're about to make this massive number one overall pick investment in someone to be your quarterback of the future, don't you think that's a daily distraction that you just cannot have?
Yeah, and you'll probably also – you don't need to do that to your first – I mean, the guy's going to be the first pick he's going to start. You don't have need him looking over his shoulder and having to deal with all those questions. So I do understand it from that aspect. I can't believe they couldn't get more than a sixth-round pick. I mean
– it's pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. But, yes, from that aspect of wanting to avoid it I can see, and if they had other suitors, like I'm saying, I just, well, how bad were those offers? and this goes back to the whole thing I think I talked about with you guys like a week or two ago of, you know, like, do you want to make this draft pick or not? Well, I mean, Caleb Williams is worth three first-round picks right now, and Justin Fields is worth a sixth. That's what the league is telling you they think of Justin Fields as a starting quarterback. Do I think he's better than a sixth-round pick? Yeah, I do. I don't think he's horrible. You know, he hasn't been in the best situation, but he's not perfect. I mean, he's had 3 years to prove that he is the stuff, the bee's knees, the guy. And he hasn't done it. I mean, look, we saw Andrew Luck drag some horrific Colts teams to the playoffs. And, you know, Justin Fields didn't really come close to doing that.
So on the Titans front, Corey, lots of activity over the past week in free agency. Let's start with the Ridley signing because it's the big one.
Yeah.
What did you make of that deal by the Titans? What do you think that does for Will Levis in this offense?
Well, I mean, it's weapons, man. I mean, that's exactly what Jacksonville did for Trevor Lawrence. They surrounded him with weapons. And, you know, they dragged him, you know, to the playoffs for a year. And so it's commitment to your quarterback. It's commitment to actually scoring points. And it's the other thing it's good, too. This team's going to throw the football because they've got way too much invested now to not throw the football around. And so, you know, it tells us all of those things. I was a little surprised. I was. Gratefully surprised. I mean, you know, you guys have been around this team a long time. They haven't spent a ton of money on wide receivers. Haven't had a lot of receivers worth spending the money on, but they haven't gone out and spent it on a free agent one either. So, you know, it's kind of exciting. You know, I know everybody bangs on Treylon Burks, but I continue to think there's talent there. You know, maybe not the 17th pick of the draft or wherever they picked him, but, you know, we've seen flashes from him when he's been healthy. And to have him as your third option, you know, Hopkins, Ridley, Burks, you know, I'm kind of excited to see how that looks. And you still don't know if they're going to take one, like, in round two. You know, they could take a speed guy, like, you know, it was Troy Franklin from Oregon. You know, maybe they add a burner. And then all of a sudden you got four dudes that you can roll out there. And, you know, I don't know what I'll do with myself on Sunday watching that.
Well, it's interesting, because I also, you look at the whole thing and there's plenty of – acquisitions to come, and we all assume left tackle locked in the draft.
Yeah.
But I almost wonder if we're going to be watching a team that actually can score some points and be fun, but also isn't all that great on the other side of the ball. Maybe I'm overreacting, mm-hmm. but a little worried about inside linebacker with this team and that Jerome Baker, they did not get. And also D-line. I mean, you've got to have, to me, more help for Jeffrey Simmons up there, and they weren't able to get the big guys up front in free agency. Are we seeing the Titans turn into fire wagon football next fall?
Look, I don't know if the priority on the defense is going to be what it was under Mike Vrabel, but I think there's a lot of faith in the defensive coordinator to attack with what he's got. I'm not as concerned about inside linebackers as everybody else. I think that's a lot like running back, where you can replace those guys. I mean, I know Jack Gibbons isn't perfect, but he can make a lot of tackles. I mean, he showed he can make a lot of tackles. Does that mean I think he should necessarily be the starter? No, but I guess what I'm getting at is I think you can go in round 4 or 5 and find a starter there at that position. I just historically, the last 10, 15 years, I think we've seen that position, devalued as you see more and more 5 and 6 defensive back sets. You get that, especially that guy who's that hybrid, safety linebacker spot. I think that we could see a lot of Elijah Molden on the field as that safety backer. Because he made that move to safety last year. So I'm more concerned about defensive tackle and, getting pushed around, on the line of scrimmage. And that doesn't mean Jeffrey Simmons. I'm not worried about him getting pushed around. But, we've seen good defensive tackles here for a long time, whether it be Daquan Jones or Austin Johnson or even Naquan Jones at time. And, of course, Tier Tart. They've had guys in the middle who could hold up. And, that's another area where, adding Ridley – maybe they go defensive tackle in round 2. Maybe that 350-pound behemoth from Texas is there, and they decide to go defensive tackle in round 2. I don't think that's an impossibility right now, because that's more of a concern for me right now. Last night on Sports Extra, we had a poll question about what's your biggest concern, to this point. And I think the three overwhelming ones were, defensive tackle, linebacker, and right tackle.
What about the move to bring in Tony Pollard, and what did you make overall league-wide, Corey, of the running back movement that we saw in this free agent market?
Well, I was shocked. I was like, what are they doing? I mean, Pollard, I like Pollard. I remember when he first came in, I was like, that guy's better than Zeke. He needs to be on the field because he can go. I mean, he can just run. He's a lot like, Tajay, and he catches the ball really well too. So – I like Tony Pollard. I'm surprised with the investment, because I wonder how many touches he can get if Spears is your one. And even if they're 1A and 1B, you're still investing $8 million in a guy where is he going to get more than 12 to 15 touches a game? I don't know. For a team where we were wondering if the running back was really going to be phased out, they got two now that they apparently want on the field. So apparently the running back is going to be a part of the attack.
Then Derrick Henry's going to do what in Baltimore?
He's going to play 1 year. I mean, it's a 2-year deal, but it's a 1-year deal.
So you don't see a good year?
No, I think it could be a good year, but I don't know that they'll keep him for the second. I think the main thing that Derek brings them is durability. They have struggled to keep a healthy running back on the field for years. Their guys have gone down, like they're Titans the last 2 years. I mean, they can't keep any of those guys healthy, where Derek has been extremely, extremely durable. He's 30 years old. He lost the high-end stuff last year, where we didn't see him pulling away from people to the end zone. So look, he's still good and he can still be good, but they don't get better when they get older. And so I expect a decent year from him, but we'll see if he gets the second year. And that's you know, I think to sign him, you had to offer 2 years. But I think everybody looks at the age and wonders. And also, we've talked about repeatedly, he's not right for every team. You know, that's the team. That's why I always said he was going to be a Raven, because that's like the one team outside of the Titans that he's like a great fit for. And so, you know, we'll see how he does. I'm glad he got paid. I'm glad he looks happy. And you know what? He should have a chance to compete for a Super Bowl. And that would be – it would be great for him to be on the biggest stage, especially as he tries to, you know, cement a spot in the Hall of Fame.
All right, Corey, last thing for you. Preds keep winning. They're 12-0-2 in their last 14 games. It's been a lot of fun to watch. Are you starting to wonder about maybe what this team could do come playoff time should they get there next month?
You know, it's crazy because, you know, we talked about how they just didn't have enough. And you look at the names on paper, and it still kind of looks that way. And I was it Barry or Coach Burnett? They talked about the sum of the parts is better than And maybe that's the case. Because I mean, you remember when they went to the Stanley Cup, they were a sum of the parts team. I mean, because even when they made it to the finals, they got themselves there without Mike Fisher largely because he got concussed, and of course Ryan Johansson, you know, had that horrible leg injury. I think when they played in the Cup final that Colton Sissons was their number one center.
That is correct.
Yeah. I mean, so I have those same thoughts, and I try not to feel crazy for having them, but then I realize how they got there, you know, 7 years ago or 6 years ago, whatever it was, that they were kind of similar, really strong goalie, you know, outstanding lead defenseman was the same one. And then, you know, you've got a really strong top line and all these other guys doing all the stuff. And then they look so insanely confident right now. It's unbelievable. And why wouldn't you be at 12-0-2? You could have made any, but you could have given me 10-1 odds on 12-0-2 for this team, and I would not have taken it. I mean, it's just,
no question.
I mean, it just does not happen, but it's exciting to see. And, you know, I think all the stuff that comes with it, you know, I think Yossi's got to be in the Norris conversation now. He's playing out of his mind. And I, like, right now, I'm not – you know more hockey than I do, Robbie, but Barry Trotz has to be in the Jack Adams conversation. He has to be. He's done an amazing job in 1 year with this team. And it is – it's fun to watch. It's exciting to watch. And, you know – I'm glad they made the decision to ride it out and see what this team can do. Even if they go 1-done in the playoffs, it doesn't mean it was a mistake. You know, the way this team's playing, you want to see what they can do. I don't want to say they deserve the chance. You want to see what they can do. And you know what? It might tell you more about what you need for next year.
All right, we have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Jared Stillman was laughing his butt off last week on his program because apparently you referred to Lionel Messi as Carlos Messi. Is this true? Did this happen?
Finally!
You know, I have no proof of this whatsoever. He called me up and was, like, laughing at me, and I went back and I looked in the script, and I'm like, well, it says Lionel Messi.
Are you like Anchorman? Go bleep yourself, Nashville.
No, because it said Lionel Messi in the script. So I would have had to have gone off script to do it.
So look, Jared made this
Jared's
up?
Jared's making stuff up?
Oh, the plot thickens.
Somebody called him up and said that I said that. And you know what? Maybe I did. I just have no proof of it. Mm. Look, I
choose to believe you did.
I misspeak from time to time. You guys misspeak from time to time. Yeah. When you're on record all the time, sometimes the wrong stuff comes out. And for Jared, a lot of times the wrong stuff comes out on purpose. That's the crazy thing.
That is true.
Yeah.
We just had to get to the bottom of it because I've never seen him laugh that hard in my entire life.
I cannot confirm it. I can't deny it. But there's nothing that supports it other than the call of one listener.
Okay.
And I will tell you, and you guys know this, when you are in our business, people love to tell you that you're stupid and you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear from one person via call or email about calling him Carlos. So I think maybe somebody heard something that they didn't, that thinks they heard something they didn't. But, again, without having seen the tape, show me the tape, I can't confirm nor deny. But I know who Lionel Messi is. I'm aware. My daughter got his kit for Christmas. So, but not Inter Miami because Nashville SC is her team.
There you go. There you go.
More investigation ahead then. Yeah, the investigation will remain open.
I'm glad we're spending time on valuable material.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're here for. That's what this program does. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Stillman. Why don't we spend 15 minutes on his dating life?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Whoa.
Let's get in there.
Go. Okay. I love it.
Thank you, Corey.
See you, man. Later, guys.